which is paper D. Got an echo in here. And this is to do with the Access Annual Report. Again, for the newcomers, a couple of years ago, more than that, a little bit more than that, the government decided that each individual county's pension fund was not big enough to have enough clout, and they decreed that we should all meet, group up into a pool, a group of pension funds of different counties, so the amount of money involved was much larger, and we could use the economies of scale. The London boroughs all got together and did their own pool, and that left a lot of people around the outside of London who didn't have anywhere to join up with. So in effect, we joined on to the outside group, which, if you can imagine it, goes along the south coast from Hampshire eastwards to Kent, up the east coast, Suffolk, Norfolk, and inwards a bit to Herefordshire, is it Hertfordshire?
Hertfordshire.
So there are 11 county councils which group together, and are gradually, we are pooling our assets, in other words, we're putting all our assets together, and they can be invested together. And that is called ACCESS, which is some sort of acronym for something that somebody thought up, but anyway, it's easy to remember. And we are members of ACCESS, and every month or so, the chairman, there are 11 local authorities involved, and the 11 chairman of the county council pension funds get together, and we are in effect trustees or directors of the whole pool. Now, Joe will correct me if I'm wrong, but I mentioned just now that the assets of the Isle of Wight Pension Fund are £600 million. The assets of those 11 ACCESS county council pension funds are
£44
billion. That's a lot of money. £44 billion is controlled in the ACCESS pool. But they haven't put all the assets together yet. They're in the process of doing it. And we're about a halfway through, I suppose, at the moment. So I will now move on to item 6, which is the paper D. And our